Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Well, 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 you have heard the news. If you have not heard it, you are going to hear it here right now. And it's really, really time for us to wake up. As you all know, I have been saying, forever, everybody needs a home-based business, that there are tax write-offs, that there are benefits to having a home-based business. Aside from having entrepreneurial skills for yourself and your family, there are hundreds of tax deductions. Well, guess what? 80% of new IRS revenue will come from small businesses earning under $200,000. This is according to an article in the New York Post, and it is running rampant. So you might just be thinking, man, just when I think I'm taking two steps forward, I have to take five steps backward. Man, just when you think something is good, it's got a bad side to it. Man, every time I try to look up, something tries to pull me down. Man, every time I try to get to the next level, there are haters, naysayers, blockers, and crab barrel leg pullers trying to get me down to be under where I was before. Well, guess what? That's called life. When you start to move in the right direction, there are going to be things put in your pathway to test if you are really ready. So today on the Millionaires Roundtable, and actually for the next several shows, we have not heard from this woman in quite some time. Of course, Light is always here with me. Woo! Light, thank you so much for being here on the roundtable. But we have not heard from this woman for quite some time. And, you know, sometimes when you don't hear from somebody, it doesn't mean that they're not doing anything. It just means when their voice is heard, we need to listen. So without further ado, I am welcoming to the roundtable a friend, probably the person from the very, very beginning who has been here with us, attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. Welcome to the round table. And before you even say hello, you glad to be here. Girl, what is going on? What's going on?
So this got passed Sunday night. So over the weekend, this was passed. And so it's going to bring in, it's an inflation mechanism to actually pay down. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, we can hear you.
To pay down some of the debt and the deficits that we are seeing, you know. So there's some good things with it, but in order to, where are they going to get the money from for this act to pay down this deficit, to pay down the shortfalls in different areas? And so they said they're going to enforce the tax code.
Wow.
We've been talking about all the time.
We've been talking about the tax code forever. I've been talking about learning the rules of the game. I've been talking about playing the game by the rules. I've been talking so much, I thought I should stop talking, and then I still couldn't and kept going.
You have to.
Well, what happens is that when you talk and people are unfamiliar, they then say you're crazy, because instead of them actually educating themselves and saying maybe she is saying something, they are just stuck in where they are, right? So they shut down because they haven't heard it. And if they haven't heard it, they believe, well, why are you the first time I'm hearing this and I'm 50? Why is that? You know, so because there are things we talked about when it comes to the tax code, because one of the things you and I have spoke about before, Lynn, is that your accountant has to put their name there. Also, your accountant, a lot of times you give them your documents. You've done what you needed to do in 2021. Now it's 2022 and you're filing those taxes. They're going to conservatively look at them, because you should have been getting tax advice for the 2021 taxes in 2021.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because in the 2022, like one of my accountants said to me, I'm not a magician. I'm not trying to make you a magician. I'm trying to say, why didn't you call me in June of 2021?
Yeah.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
So let's break this down, because, you know, I hear what you're saying. They passed this a few days ago, and they need money to pay down the deficit. And although they can print money, money doesn't grow on trees. So I don't understand that. If you can print money, maybe it doesn't grow on trees, but is it growing in your printer? Well, okay, fine. They can't do that. So what they're doing is what has been done since the beginning of time. You come after those who are uneducated, unprepared, and unbelieving. Okay?
Yes.
So uneducated, you have no knowledge, unprepared, meaning you don't have any paperwork or documentation, and unbelieving in two ways. Unbelieving because, one, you did not think it would happen to you, and two, you didn't even think it existed. Right? So people don't, go on.
The average small business owner, unfortunately, doesn't document in like QuickBooks and Quicken. They just go and shop and might put some things in a folder. But what they said, they're going to enforce the tax code in order because they're missing money.
Yeah.
They're missing money because people don't have the, so what does that mean? How are they going to find the missing money? They're going to audit. Hmm. And so what's going to happen? When they call in a small business owner to audit, they're going to say, I just have this file folder. As opposed, if they use something like a QuickBooks, QuickBooks will categorize it automatically right now. Yes, it's a little expensive or whatever a month, but look at what you will save yourself. I mean, you could come back and reconcile, but they know that what they're saying is that they are going to enforce the code. And so therefore, they're going to audit more. They're going to streamline. They're going to make sure. They've hired a bunch of new revenue officers.
Yeah, they've hired like something like 35,000 revenue officers. So, so let's just break this down because this is a lot. And what we want to make sure people can do, mm-hmm. and like jump in here at any point in time, because I know that lots of entertainers face this. I think every single person that I know in the business that you have introduced me to that have reached out to us because they see how well you've been doing with your business and they want to go to the next level. Every last one of them has been subject to an audit. I want people to hear these numbers and then we're going to talk about it when we come forward. First of all, just 4 to 9% of the missing revenue is going to come from businesses making more than $500,000 a year. So that's good news for me. That's good news for many of my colleagues. That's good news, but that's bad news for more than 99.9% of the population, right? So that other 80% is coming from folks who are already struggling. And guess what? It doesn't have to be because the harvest is here and the time is now. Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to asklynn.org. So what is the action of the day? The action of the day is to get an education, get it yesterday. Get a financial education, get it yesterday. Learn the tax code. It is over 70,000 pages long, which makes it almost impossible for anyone to learn it, which is why you have to get involved in an educational program in order to get to the next level. There are three things I'm going to give you right now that can help you right now. First of all, visit asklynn.org and get your copy of Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Knew About. While you are sitting in the doctor's office, while you are on the train, plane, bus, or in your car riding, not while you're driving, you can read and you can begin to understand how the specific areas of the tax code that apply to you can be implemented by you. Let me repeat, you can learn how the specific areas of the tax code that apply to you can be implemented by you. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. So the IRS is looking for you. They're looking for you. 80% of new IRS revenue will come from small businesses earning under $200,000. That means even our tax offices that are in our communities, our local grocers, our small businesses doing consulting, our hair consultants, our nail shops, you know, DJs, people who babysit, lawn care services, all of these home-based businesses. If you drive for Uber or Lyft, if you have a network marketing business, if you are doing anything in business, the IRS has specifically decided that they are not just looking for you, but they're coming for you. And guess what? They're gonna get the money. They're right. not going to invest money in hiring new auditors if they don't think that that's gonna turn into a profit. Like you've been here with us on the roundtable, you know, for so long. And we've been talking about this before the pandemic, getting a business, having the proper documentation, running your life like a business. We were confronted with the pandemic, and then everybody was like, oh my God, I need a business. Right. One stream of income is hazardous to my wealth. Mm-hmm. Then folks started getting comfortable. Mm-hmm. Things started opening up. Everybody started going outside. Everybody's lost their mind. They getting monkey pox, chicken pox, rat pox, and bug pox. They getting all variants of the COVID. COVID done ran out of letters for the variants. And now we're being met again with what I feel like was the first story. And Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes is breaking it down for us so well and is going to give us some tips. But I feel like we're confronted again with the very beginning. Get a financial education, live your life like a business, tell the truth, and learn the rules of the game.
Well, you know, in all honesty, I feel like this administration has failed us, because this is one of the topics that was on the docket, and that was they were going to tax folks who had it to give. This, to me, seems really underhanded. And it is not part of the plan as to why it is that we as a collective voted this administration in.
Well, you know, people certainly have had their opinions, and Attorney Stokes, I want you to comment on this. They've had their opinion about the last administration. And of course, I am in no way endorsing the mentality, the behavior, the demonic activity. However, I have to tell the truth about the economy and the way the tax system and the tax code was set up. If you were able to get an education and learn the rules of the game, you could win. But Attorney Stokes, I think Light makes a very good point that now it's almost as if, or it is, that they're coming after the little guy.
So let me explain. So I pulled up a summary about this inflation reduction, this deficit reduction act that was passed. And there are no new taxes for families making $400,000 or less. And there's no new taxes on small business. The key is educating yourself on the code. And that is where you will fail. That is what they're capturing.
Yeah.
They're capturing the people. So there's no new taxes. There's nothing they've increased for the small businesses. But as Lynn said, we don't document. We basically don't conduct that business as we should. Keep up with the paperwork when you're called in. Have your things in order. And that is how. So it's...
They want to catch you slipping.
I think you can twist it different ways to say it's an attack on a small business, but the small business owner is going to have to conduct themselves like the big business.
Yeah, and what I was going to say is, you know, I'm not necessarily, I know that there are things that have happened. I know that there is injustice. I know that unfairness exists, but I've always chosen to use my power in the opposite direction. I can't control the injustice that you tried to direct at me, but I can certainly control my participation in it. I can control whether I am educated or not. I can control whether I am prepared or not. Even when they talk about we have to be 10 times better to get the same job. Well, at the end of me being 10 times better, that makes me 10 times better. And even if I don't get the reward that you are passing out, I believe that there is a reward that comes along with that. So while I do agree with you to an extent, Light, that this seems like it's really coming after the small business when this administration was supposed to be for the small guy. What I'm going to say, and Attorney Stokes is going to help us continue to break this down, is that this is a call for us to rise to the occasion.
Correct.
And rising to the occasion is never a bad thing. Being prepared is never a bad thing. And Sandy Botkin, who I've been coaching with for over 15 years now, Deidre, you remember when I first met Sandy Botkin, I called you, everybody, we all got in my econ, we started getting a more of a tax education, because not only is he a tax attorney, he's a CPA, and he worked for the IRS. Yeah, and he trained the agents. So we're going to be talking to him and Deidre, to Sandy Botkin and Deidre, together, so that we can start to get our people prepared, because now is the time. If you didn't do the work last year, you sure better catch up this year. Deidre.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, there are so many mechanisms out there that help the small business owner. You know, I talk about QuickBooks. You know, if you link your bank account to it, it'll automatically capture it, download it. It even now kind of has a brain of its own. It'll say, oh, okay, this was PayPal, or this was your Google, so I'm going to put it under, you know, technology. They'll categorize it for you at the click of a button. But those are little things that, as you say, we have to strive for excellence. I love what you said, Lynn, about, yeah, I have to maybe work 10 times more, but guess who's going to benefit from that? Yeah, I might get tired at the end of the day, and I might want to focus on that. It's not fair. But guess what? I'll rise to the occasion.
Yeah,
that's what we have to do. So now, how do we conquer this with people that are listening?
Yeah,
continue to educate them.
And this is something that everybody needs to understand. This article basically says, and I quote, the IRS will have to target small and medium businesses because they won't fight back. They won't fight back. And a part of the reason why they won't fight back is because they don't have the knowledge to fight back. They don't have the resources, meaning the money, to fight back. They don't have the time to fight back, because people are struggling, trying to pay their bills, trying to put gas in their cars, trying to feed their children. So the amount of time and energy that it would take to fight back, I think people either just, you know, file bankruptcy, although that won't get rid of your IRS debt, right? But the other thing, Deidre, is that they're saying, oh, go on.
It can. That's another segment. It can.
Yeah.
Personal debt.
Yeah. They can go after, they can go after the lower and the middle class, because it is more lucrative than trying to get money from the wealthy. Anybody who plays a game, anybody who is in a game, they figure out the strategy that is going to get them to the end goal the fastest. And the way for the IRS to get to the end goal of raising money the fastest is to go after small business owners. And I'm saying to you all, we need to join together, because I'm saying, not on my watch. The harvest is here and the time is now, and it is our season to win. But guess what? We also must do the work. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. We're on the Millionaires Roundtable, of course, but guess what? Tax experts are warning that the IRS audits will be far more painful and costly for small business owners, even for those who think they are filing their taxes correctly. Now, this is what I need everybody to know about this. And Attorney Stokes and Light, I want you all to kind of jump on in here. There are many people who think they're filing their taxes correctly who are not. That's number one. Number two, Attorney Stokes already said, make sure that you're using QuickBooks or, you know, Quicken. I'm a financial expert, a mathematician, and I don't know how to use that stuff. So for those who don't know how to use it and you're using nothing, that's going to be trouble. For those of you who don't know how to use it and you have not hired someone to use it for you, then that's going to be trouble. But I'm even going to throw this in there, Deidre. Even for those who have Quicken and QuickBooks and they've got a bookkeeper running the reports, it does categorize things in categories, but now you've got to go improve. Was this personal or was this business? And what none of those software programs do, they do not tell you who, what, when, where, and why
you spent that money.
They may tell you when. They may tell you how much, and they may tell you what it was, but there you must know who, what, when, where, why, and how much. And that's where the financial education at Wealth University comes in. Attorney Stokes.
A lot of times people don't even know that they need to put the who, what, when, how, okay, that you're saying. But I'm going to tell you, it does take, it requires you to stop.
Yeah.
And just slow down. And capture some things at the moment because it's difficult to go back. It's almost like an attorney who doesn't bill.
Yeah.
They tell you that when you don't bill as you're working, you tend to miss out on billing because you now are going back and you're more conservative going back because you can only retain so much. So my point is this, Lynn, is that actually QuickBooks and Quicken has something you can download, an app on your phone, because I have it. My bookkeeper has it. I can snapshot the receipt and upload it to that particular item, but it causes me to stop. And sometimes we're so hurried, we're so rushed, we're gonna get to it, and then you don't, and it piles up.
And let me tell you what I do. Good old fashioned pen and paper.
Okay.
I get the receipt. I do not.
You've been doing this for years.
You know I have been doing this forever.
I'm like Grandma Nim on this one. You write it on the back.
I get a receipt for everything. Period. The end. No email only, text only. How are you going to keep up with all of that?
Absolutely.
I take my receipt. Look for everybody who can't stop, or your phone isn't working, or what if your phone is dead? What if your battery died? What if you have all these issues? I get a piece of paper and I write who was there, what we did, why this is business, how much, da da da. And then I take it, I fold it up, and I put it in my purse in an envelope. And when I get home from traveling or from that day's activities, I take that envelope and I put it in that month.
Let's stop right there.
Okay.
Everybody do that one habit. That one thing. Starting today.
Starting today.
We're in August, right?
Yeah.
August, September, October, August through December. That's one great tip. Everybody do that starting today.
Yeah. And then let me take you backwards. Do that starting today. And at the same time, go back to January 1st, pull down your bank statement, and go through every single transaction and do the exact same thing. Because you're going to have a much better time doing that now in the current year than trying to do that next year at the end of the year because you filed an extension for last year.
Yes, you will.
You're going to have a much, much easier time. The other point that I want to make, Attorney Stokes, and this one is very, very important. People got to tell the truth and stop lying. Stop lying. Learn the rules of the game and play the game by the rules. Don't make up your own rules.
Play the game.
By the rules that exist, not your own new rules. So, you know, when people ask me, Attorney Stokes, well, you know, I went out to dinner. Is that a tax write-off? I don't know. You're supposed to know.
Right.
Were you doing business or not?
Did you talk about who did you go to dinner with? Did you talk about any business? Did you bring up anything? And if you did, then who was there? Write it on the back. Get the receipt.
More important was the intent business.
Yes.
You can't decide it's business after you get there and say, oh, wait a minute. No, this is the reason why. Before you spend one penny, one dime, or $1, ask yourself, is this going to be a business expense? Mm-hmm. If it is, set it up that way.
Right.
Say, hey,
from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. Like when I call you or you call me and we, even if we fall out, we are always hungry.
We can disagree.
Exactly. We are always hungry, and we decide we're going to go out, and we will bring, look, we'll bring our journals, we'll bring our pens. We're going out to discuss business over a meal.
Absolutely.
Same thing. Absolutely. Yep. Same thing when you have a, when you take a business trip. We were all in Orlando.
Yes.
The intent was business. Did people have fun? Did they go to the parks? Did they enjoy themselves? Absolutely. Absolutely.
After business was done.
Yeah, after business was done. So we've got to get this thing right. Attorney Stokes, I want to go through some more of these legal points. And of course, this is not going to be your only time here. We're going to make sure that we bring you back so we can start to break it down nugget by nugget and step by step. But we know that the tax experts are trying to warn us. And guess what? The harvest is here. The time is now. It is your season to win. It is your season to have faith. But it is also your season to do the work.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
The harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season to win. But guess what? The IRS is targeting small businesses, and 80% of the revenue that's necessary to meet the requirements of this latest bill that was passed is coming from small business owners. The IRS is doubling the workforce. Attorney Stokes.
Ooh, yes.
That's dangerous.
Double.
That's dangerous.
Double. Because, you know, COVID, people, that was their exit to leave. People didn't want to, you know, they were already on the cusp of retiring. And then they brought in a bunch of new people. They, since it was, if you had to call IRS, you were on hold for ages. So they were training. Now they've gone through training and now they're ready. And now they got to meet the requirements of this bill, which is to pay down a lot of deficit to help some things, but at the same time, where do you get the money from? And they said nothing more than enforcing the law.
Yeah.
And when you have to enforce the law, this is where we are. So we have to educate ourselves, we have to arm ourselves, we have to document and just do little bitty tidbits like you suggested. Just take your receipt right on the back, that's the simplest thing. And one thing you forgot, Lynn, to tell you. You don't just stick it in your bag. You actually carry an envelope.
Yeah, it goes in an envelope in my purse. I travel a lot for business. So the Orlando trip said Orlando. Right before that, the Indianapolis trip said Indianapolis. Right before that, the Essence Festival trip said New Orleans. So it's a very simple process. I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I get on the road and I forgot my envelope. When I get to the hotel, guess what? I ask the person can I have a hotel? That's even better. Now I have the envelope from the Ritz-Carlton. That's a reminder. I simply write something on the front and then I put everything in that envelope. I can't tell you the peace of mind that it gives me. And then when I get home, I give that envelope to one of the kids working. They're not kids anymore. But child ain't grown, honey, but they still my kids, okay?
another story.
Yes, working in the home-based business or your assistant or your bookkeeper. For many people, it's their bookkeeper. Put that envelope, give them that envelope, and now they'll start to put it in QuickBooks or Quicken or maybe update some of the notes. The very first year I started working with Light with her tax preparer, Attorney Stokes, I use my system, which is an Excel spreadsheet. So what I want people to know is do what works for you, but make sure you're doing something. Doing nothing will no longer be an option.
But guess what, Lynn? If you're using your bank account, most of these banks, if you log online, they will download to a regular Excel spreadsheet.
Exactly. Which is why I use Excel.
You don't have to use QuickBooks or something like that. They give you the option. Do you want to download to Quicken or you want to download to a spreadsheet?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You could use a basic spreadsheet.
Yeah.
I just want to stop the presses for 1 second because this feels very similar to the Rockefeller Law when they said, okay, we got to get rid of all of the people that we don't want in the city at Rockefeller Plaza. we need to get them on something. Okay, what can we get them on? A little bit of marijuana. We're going to get them on a little bit of marijuana, and we're going to lock them up for a long time so we don't have to worry about them on the streets. This feels like they have gone and gotten some more cops. When you say that they have doubled the force.
Double the workforce, of the agents.
The agents that are going to go out and perform these audits.
Get people. That's their job.
So I really just want to stress.
But how many times has Sandy Bakken said it?
Yeah.
I mean, during the first year of the pandemic, I think we were teaching every single day, Attorney Stokes, every day.
There were
classes. And we dealt with bankruptcy and foreclosure and real estate and, you know, estate planning. But we always rolled it right back around to operating properly in your business. Your business.
I want to say one more thing, too. Another thing is that small business owners tend to run from IRS.
Yeah.
Maybe when they get a letter, they get a call. I mean, I've been audited as recently as last year, and I would pick up the phone when the person would call me. And the last time the person called me, she said, "Oh, Deidre, I thought you told me you were going to file your taxes by that day." I said, "I did." And then what happened, she was looking up my taxes, my personal taxes under my name, under mine instead of my husband's. So she was about to send a letter to basically subpoena some things because she didn't go in the system correctly.
Yes.
We can make things worse for ourselves by not responding, picking up the phone.
Right.
Go ahead.
Ooh, and on that note, let me tell you, we got to bring you back. We got to come forward with that one again. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season to win. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. That's right. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season to win. It's the Millionaires Roundtable. Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes is here with us on the roundtable, at the roundtable. We on top of the roundtable, but we gonna tap dance all over the table. Light is here because, you know, I was just saying, Deidre, that it felt to me like once the pandemic hit, everybody was so, you know, what can I do? I need to get my money straight because people were facing a crisis.
Right.
And we sat with that crisis and folks were, during the pandemic, people saved more money than they had ever saved before. Yes, credit scores were higher. People had, you know, financially, it was good for people who were paying attention.
Right.
These same folks started going out, spending more money. You know, I stayed in the house for 2 years, and I recognized when I went out for 2 days, I had spent more money than I had spent in 2 days than I had spent all month. And so I was cautious about it. I feel like now everybody just kind of forgot everything that we learned in the pandemic. And now that we're facing this, now everybody wants to stop and get to attention. And I want us to stay at attention. I want us to stay ready. And you said something about communication. You said that they called you and you picked up the phone. Important. Let me tell you what I did. I called them once a week. Mm-hmm. When my taxes were out of, I called every week.
Absolutely.
Until I got on the phone with an angel.
Yeah.
And that angel
and
said,
if I promised I was going to do something and if something came up, I would call them. And I would say, "Hey, I know I promised you." I would leave a voicemail, and they would get back and say, "I got your voicemail, Deidre. Okay, I'll give you until X, Y. You know, you said you need until next Friday. I'll give you 2-3 weeks. I'm gonna tell you because they don't get the calls.
Yes,
you become different than everybody else.
Yes,
they're used to chasing. They're used to spitting out the template letters. So when she called me with, you know, she was a little spicy and she was like, I'll call her spicy because she wasn't rude, but she's like, I thought you were going to call me or I thought you said you were going to file. I don't see anything. I said, oh, I did. And she said, no, I don't. And then we kept talking. I said, wait a minute. And he said, oh, you didn't tell me that your husband was there first. Oh, I see it now. Oh, excuse me. And then, you know, she's like, okay, I'll take it back. Okay, well then, I'm going to look into this and I'll get back to you. So I'm going to tell you, but had I dodged that call,
yeah,
where that would have taken me, and then the effort it would have taken me to get to her, to prove it,
yeah,
to dispel it.
Yeah. Because here's the deal. When you dodge the call, the person is already expecting you to dodge the call. And the person on that other end already has a plan of action for call dodgers. But when you get on the call and you stay on the call and you stay in the ring and you stay in communication and you keep pulling and keep striving and you keep going, then you get to a breaking point and you just might find a blessing. You just might find a breakthrough. The harvest is here and the time is now. And Attorney Stokes, it's our season to win. And we have got to get more people ready for what is coming. The harvest is here. The time is now. I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class. The IRS is coming for small businesses, but it doesn't have to be you. Attorney Stokes, please give us some closing thoughts. And these are not the last thoughts, because we're going to continue to have this conversation and this dialogue, but more importantly, this instruction, because people need this information so they can get prepared. But share some things that we can do right now today, or your closing thoughts.
So I would say, one, as we talk, educate yourself. Just on little tidbits. Two, incorporate a simple habit. You just shared with us a simple habit, like taking the receipt and writing something on the back of it, putting it in an envelope and keeping it for yourself. So start putting things together. If you receive some communication from a creditor, from IRS or whoever, communicate, educate, communicate, start actually putting these little habits together. I'm reading a book called Atomic Habits, but let me share something with you guys. Is that years ago when I first started my practice, you know, it's so easy when you promise people to not tell the truth because you don't want to let people down. So what happened was that I had promised someone I was going to get a letter out. I got busy. I didn't get it out. They called me the next day. They said, Attorney Stokes, did you get that letter out? I was on the edge of saying I could say yes, and then I could get off the phone, do the letter, and backdate them because I didn't do it. Or I could just tell the truth. I told the truth. At that moment, I heard God say, Deidre, tell the truth and let me handle the rest.
Yep.
I told the truth, and you know what the lady said? Oh my goodness, Attorney Stokes, I'm so glad you didn't send that letter out. I changed my mind.
See,
I had promised her something.
Yeah.
It wasn't a malicious lie. It was because I was feeling bad that I had promised her.
Yep.
I was going to send something out the day before. I didn't want to make it feel like I had let her down. I had just gotten really busy.
Yep.
But in that moment, I had to make that decision.
And yeah.
That's what you just said, is tell the truth. And when you don't tell the truth, you take God out of the equation.
You absolutely positively do take God out of the equation. And on that note, I'm also going to say, you know, I'm going to give us our word for the day, because we always have an action and we have a word. The Bible says that plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. If you go to LynnMillionaire.com and you go to Lynn's List, you can connect with Attorney Stokes or anybody else who's a part of Lynn's List and a part of this wealth building mission that we're on. But the thing that I'm going to say to you today is that the power is in your hands. Ephesians 3:20 says God will bless you exceedingly and abundantly, more than you can ever ask or imagine, according to his power at work in you. You see, it's the according to part. God is going to do his part. He is unshakable. He is omniscient, omnipresent, everywhere, all knowing, all the time. So the according to isn't on him. The according to is on you. It's on me. The according to is on us. So what is your according to going to look like? Is your financial education according to going to see you in class? Is your tax according to going to see you actually documenting your expenses? And when Attorney Stokes comes back for the next episode of the Roundtable, we're going to discuss the other element of this whole tax thing, and that's people who are underreporting their income. It doesn't have to be. We don't have to lie and we don't have to cheat, because the harvest is here and the time is now. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org, because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. I'm not sure.